This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Joining us now on our First Advantage Hotline, Jesse Kurtz, of the lead anchor of the Mountain West Network. Jesse, my friend, always great to catch up with you.
Yeah, likewise. I appreciate you having me on again.
Yeah, man. Looking forward to seeing what the Mountain West Conference does this weekend. Take us back, though. Obviously, a very important weekend, not just in football, but because of the 20 years already of 9/11. And I know that was really felt when you were calling that game Air Force and Navy. I mean, my goodness. What was that like?
It was very cool. I mean, the fact that there's such a national interest in the show or in the game, with multiple national shows broadcasting from there. Rick Neuheisel and the CBS Sports crew were there to do pre and post game shows. Brad Nessler and Gary Danielson on the call, and then all the pomp and circumstance that surrounded that game, and then to have both teams run out with American flags. I mean, it really did tug at every single emotion that you have in your body. From happiness to sadness to excitement, but to be there at a service academy with many who have served, are serving, or going to serve this great country, it was certainly a day that I will never forget in this broadcast business.
Yeah, I got a chance to listen to you too, and obviously an amazing job as always. Air Force gets the win, 23-3. Air Force looking tough. We figured they would be.
Yeah, and we talked about it in the last couple of weeks that this team will go as far as its defense is going to take them, and the defense has been absolutely stellar here through a couple of weeks. Navy has 68 total yards. This is a Navy team that went for 330 plus on the ground in the week prior when they got slammed by Marshall, but they were able to move the football at least. They struggled in the red zone. If Air Force doesn't have a botched punt in the second quarter that gave Navy short field that led to the field goal, I'm not sure that Navy ever crosses the 50-yard line. Mm-hmm. Now, Navy is struggling offensively. That's very, very evident. And they're briefly, they've let go of their longtime offensive coordinator, have since brought him back as a quarterback's coach. But that speaks to the struggles they've had. But when you got a team that is struggling, you've got to be able to hold them down, and the Air Force defense was outstanding and just continuing what they did a year ago, where they shut out New Mexico, gave up only 7 points to Utah State, gave up a couple of scores at Army, and then Lafayette gets some garbage touchdowns, and you keep Navy out of the end zone. Air Force's defense is elite, and it'll carry this team throughout this season.
Well, now they'll look to take on Utah State. And, Jesse, it was interesting. North Dakota jumps out early, I think up 21 to 7, I think, in the first quarter. And you're thinking,
yeah.
Uh-oh. And we didn't know, obviously didn't have a whole lot of expectations for Utah State. Certainly, I think fans were pressing the panic button. And then they come back and they win 48-24. So what do you make of this team so far?
Surprise team in the league so far. And it's a small sample size. But this was supposed to be coming off of a year where there's all kinds of turmoil in Logan, related to the football program on and off the field. It leads to Gary Anderson leaving. They don't know who they're going to have. And then they go ahead and bring in Blake Anderson, who's ready to take on a new challenge, leaving Arkansas State, where he built a winner down there. And he brings in a whole new look offense. They're going to run at a frenetic pace. They're going to throw the ball over the yard. You say, man, do you really have the horses to run that style of offense? And Blake and I talked about that, and he kind of hemmed and hawed a little bit about that in the summer. But he said he thought he had enough to run the offense somewhat the way that he wants to. Well, I'll tell you what, if this isn't how he wants to run it and the production that he hopes to have, we're all in trouble in the Mountain West, because Logan Bonner, who came in from Arkansas State, has been sensational. Devin Tompkins is first in the Mountain West, fifth in the nation in receiving yards per game, 133 yards. He is fast as lightning out on the outside. So they get a big test, obviously, coming to Air Force, taking on this defense. But a win on the road in at a Pac-12 environment against Wazoo. You come home with all the emotions of a home opener. You fall down to North Dakota only to rally and then blow them away with big play after big play. I'll tell you what, Blake Anderson is firing the horn out there that and sounding the alarms that this is a program that is back on the rise, and if it's not this year, will be soon a Mountain West championship game contender here in the near future.
And looking at those, you know, this matchup will be interesting, but it also just makes me really concerned about Colorado State, because you're thinking, oh, maybe Utah State's one of those games the Rams could get, but then you see the performance. They were close with Vanderbilt, but they were favorites, of course. Rams fans are, Jesse, they're freaking out this week, man.
Yeah, and you know what? I get it. And you know, you look at the schedule and you say, you could make an argument, and it's a week-to-week business, right, and you never really know who you're going to get and how well they'll play that week, but you could make an argument that the most winnable games, at least in the first eight, are behind you, right? The South Dakota State is a whale of a program, but that's one at the start of the year you say probably winnable. Vanderbilt, you say probably winnable. Going to the Glass Bowl in Toledo is no easy task, and you know Toledo coming off of what they did against Notre Dame, especially then what Notre Dame did against Florida State. And, you know, you think, geez, Toledo's going to be tough to beat at home. And then you got Iowa, who took it to Iowa State in Ames, and then the defending champions in San Jose State. And then you have to go to New Mexico, where Danny Gonzalez has that program on the rise, and then that Utah State team that you talked about, Boise State at Wyoming, elite defense and Air Force, at Hawaii, not an easy trip to go on the islands and win, and then you take on one of the favorites in the league in Nevada. It doesn't get any easier. And, you know, Steve Adazio certainly has an uphill climb, and he talked about toughness, and you're going to have to kind of settle in and fight back. It's going to take a heck of a fight. There's no question about it, because the schedule is absolutely brutal from here on out.
Yeah, no question. You mentioned New Mexico. They have a pretty interesting test coming up this weekend when they go when they take on Texas A&M.
Yeah, I love Danny Gonzalez. Mm. He bleeds, you know, cherry. He loves this program, having played there, having coached there, and now leading this program and growing up in Albuquerque. This means something to him. So to see him having, you know, the success, they're off to a 2-0 start. They beat an in-state rival that means a lot in that Albuquerque community. Terry Wilson has been outstanding. He's 380 yards, three touchdowns. So if you're going to go in and play with a SEC opponent, you probably better have an SEC-caliber quarterback to use, and they have that. Now, does that mean that they're going to go down there and win? I don't think a betting man would say that's the case. But you've got a guy that has played in that environment, that has played in front of that level of fans, has had success. He's one of the, you know, the great quarterbacks at Kentucky, the only guy in that program history to throw for 3,000 yards and rush for 1,000 yards, took him to a bowl game, beat Penn State. So you've got an SEC quarterback that's had success. You're going into SEC country. What better way to test yourselves than having some guys that have done it?
Yeah, no question. Jesse Kurtz joining us, lead anchor for the Mountain West Network. What else sticks out to you? I know Boise State, Oklahoma State. There should be some fun matchups this weekend.
Yeah, no, I mean this is a chance for the league to make some sort of a statement this week, and that doesn't mean you're going to go and win all the games. But you look at the games that are on the schedule, and there are some sneaky good games. You know, I mean, one of those sneaky games that I really like that maybe is a little bit off the radar is Wyoming and Ball State. Ball State was a heck of a program last year. But if you're looking at those high-level games, Nevada going to Manhattan to take on Kansas State, I think that's winnable, especially with the guys that Jay Norvell has and Carson Strong and company. You got San Diego State taking on another Pac-12 opponent. San Diego State has owned the Pac-12 in the last, say, 5 years. The only loss coming at Colorado last year, and what was a weird year anyways, but they come off a week in which they just absolutely hammer Arizona. So now you get Utah, obviously a much better program, but you're at home, so that's a chance to make some sort of a statement. Boise State taking on Oklahoma State in Boise. Of course, the Broncos play well at home. Are they going to beat Oklahoma State, who's a heck of a program? I wouldn't put it past them. I think Boise State is getting their traction. And then the one that I think really could be fun is Fresno State going to UCLA. Mm-hmm. UCLA is off to a heck of a start. So is Fresno State. And, you know, when you saw Oregon go beat Ohio State, and then you think, geez, Fresno State had Oregon on the ropes in Eugene, this could be a really nice place to get a statement win for Kalen DeBoer and company, a place that they won at the Rose Bowl a couple of years ago in 2017 or 18, they went to the Rose Bowl and beat UCLA. So there are some of those games where you say, man, if the Mountain West could win 50, 55, 60% of those, it'd be a great weekend.
Yeah, you said it, a very important weekend and a heck of an opportunity for this conference to make some noise in a college football year where there's so many uncertainties. We're not sure what these conferences are going to look like and such, but just seeing that, hey, Mountain West, you have these opportunities here to really build some momentum within the conference.
Yeah, I like the depth of this league this year. You know, is there a team at the top that is good as a Cincinnati? Maybe, maybe not, if I'm being honest. But I'll tell you, top to bottom, if you're taking right now, the top 10 teams, an Air Force, a Boise State, a Fresno State, a Nevada, a San Diego State, a San Jose State, you know, Utah State, Wyoming, I mean, every one of those teams has got off to a very good start, has the players to compete for a championship, it looks like. So, I mean, top to bottom, I really like where this league is. Now the challenge is, can you get two or three up into that upper echelon, a top 20 sort of ranking, and maybe by the end of the year, a Fresno State with only a loss at Eugene could get into that. A Nevada with, you know, that sort of firepower could get into that conversation. So I think the road is set. Now you got to go out there and take care of business, and that's the hard part, right? But that's why we love Saturday.
Yeah, heck of an opportunity awaits the conference. Jesse, we'll look forward to it, man, and we'll recap it all next week with you.
Look forward to it, Brady. Appreciate the invitation.
All right, man. Jesse Kurtz, lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and he's right. There's a lot of opportunities. CSU with that opportunity to turn their season around. They're your favorite to lose this one. 14 and a half. New Mexico's there you go with that. Texas A&M's got a 30-point spread on them there. Nevada going to Manhattan to take on K-State. They are, I mean, listen, they're the favorite in this one. Wyoming's undefeated. They've had an interesting schedule thus far, but they're still 2-0. Crazy schedule coming up for the Mountain West Conference Network. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, let's wrap up the show. And, hey, we haven't talked a lot about the Rockies, but the Rockies just quietly covered the over, didn't they? I mean, it was like 63.5 or 64. I guess 67 wins. A lot of our listeners said, under 66 for sure. But they just quietly, they're not terrible. They're not great. They've just been a middle-of-the-road team this year. And, I mean, I think that's a really shocking thing. And maybe we should be talking about it a little bit more. 48 minutes after the hour, take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's voice and your home for the Denver Broncos is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.